Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis, along with another unafeared individual, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the author of Plague. The CDC, there was a guy named Dr. Hooker. Dr. Hooker was also in this crowd of, you know, autism and families. You always damage somebody's children, you know, crap's going to happen. That's just the way it is. Well, sooner or later, you come up across these people and know what's up. Well, Dr. Hooker was doing a lawsuit or challenging the government and, you know, vaccine court of autism. We're going to get to the truth. Well, he's doing freedom of information requests everywhere and so on. Then all of a sudden, he gets and he records a phone conversation with, Dr. Thompson, right, from the CDC. This guy at the CDC, when a lot of this information was coming out, the scientists at the CDC, we got to have a paper-burning party. I mean, literally a freaking 55-gallon drum or a bale of something, and we're just throwing it all in there. Well, all the evidence is going away because at the CDC, we have the information. People are requesting this. It's going to be, you know, they, them, those, and, you know, pharma and everybody, because CDC really is just a function of, you know, bad guys. So they got to get rid of all this evidence. Well, Thompson, for whatever reason, took a bunch of the copies of the files and everything. He said, I'm going to save this for whatever reason. Put it in his safe. He contacts, Hooker was a doctor, I think, right? So he contacts Hooker and he says, well, you know, I just can't sleep. I can't, you know, I want. So he was up, you know, I think was drinking a little bit, kind of gave him the courage or something. So he calls Dr. Hooker and says, make a freedom of information request to the CDC, addressed to whatever, and ask for this specific files. He did that. He had them. Well, that way he was protected under whistleblower. He was protected, freedom of information request. He thinks that he's kind of covered much of his bases as he can to get this information out to the public through Dr. Hooker. That's what happened. Who did this? A CDC scientist. You know, right after this, when we're talking to Dr. Judy, there was another CDC scientist. Doctor comes up and he goes, you know, this flu shot thing, I think it's caused, and dead. All of a sudden he's gone, they find him floating in the river. You know, then during a lot of this time, there were a bunch of naturopaths that were coming out with, you know, observations, solutions, cures, all that, you know, dead. I mean, it was amazing. They were dropping like flies. But when they got the one doctor from the CDC that started, and he winds up dead, now what the crap? Then the information that also came out with the release of this information was that it affected black boys way more than general population. So you had clusters, like the Somalians, there was a bunch of Somalian refugees come into, I don't know, Michigan or wherever it was. So they're there, Minnesota.
And all of a sudden, autism, what the hell is autism? You know, back in Somalia, they didn't have this problem. They're not taking, all of a sudden, all the kids getting on. What the crap is going on? This is what was happening. The CDC is in Atlanta. What else is in Atlanta? Nation of Islam, okay? You know, Farrakhan, and we got, you know, they love it on some black babies, okay? So every year, Dr. Judy and some of the other scientists would go to the CDC and protest, and we're here to say this about that. Well, when you have black babies, are much more likely to have problems with autism. Well, guess what? Louis Farrakhan's wanting to have something to say about this. They're like, woo, man, things are getting out. We have Dr. David Martin starts, you know, recently, in the last few years, he starts going back and seeing, well, just how much did they know? How much did they prep? How much did they try to profit from it? So he starts to find all the patents and everything that they, not only did they create it, they were creating, you know, treatments or solutions. We're going to make us some money. So now what's Pfizer doing? Pfizer, we're shifting away from vaccines. We already got everybody. We're going to get that way and everything. So we're going to do turbo cancer cures that we created. This is how it's done. Dr. Martin showed you, look, I can tell you what's going to happen, you know. Well, they pulled the trigger. They're not even pulling, you know, of course we're going to, you know, help cure turbo cancer, the people of something, you know. So I'm going, wow. So then, what was the other thing? Yeah, the patent plan. Then, when you said cure, we have the cure. FDA don't like you saying cure. You're not allowed to say cure. We're going to get you for saying cure. So, why is it that you're able to talk about a cure? Well, you're not. I mean, it'll come after you, but you're going.
No, I actually am. I actually am.
Tell them to bring it. We're going to get to go and do some press
in
court.
But in that patent, the FDA, the FDA has what is called the 2004 Botanical Drug Guidance Act. If it's generally regarded as safe, aspirin, aloe vera, N-acetylcysteine, vitamins, nutrients, if it's generally regarded as safe, if it's food, in 2004, it's automatically FDA approved. We don't need to experiment on food to know it's healthy for us. So the FDA stepped on their own foot. And recently in the High Wire show, Del Bigtree and Jeffrey Jackson did a beautiful job about 6 weeks ago, and they showed this APO product, this crap they're spraying on your fruits and vegetables, which is glyphosate poisoning, and a little spike protein, and this APEL. They called it, and Jeffrey's great, probably nobody in the world listens to the High Wire the way I do, with a pencil and a piece of paper. And they said, an appeal's FDA approved by GRAS.
Now tell people what that is. Appeal is a coating created by Bill Gates, no less, that is supposed to keep your vegetables fresh. Bill Gates is smearing stuff on all your food. Bill Gates is smearing stuff on your food. I'm just saying that. I mean, that should be enough right there, you know?
Correct. But the FDA called it approved by GRAS, 2004.
Approved by what?
It's not. It's the generally regarded as safe, the Botanical Drug Guidance Act of 2004. It's an FDA, it's a law, it's a federal act. And they lied and said appeal, which is synthetic poison, is approved by that 2004 law. Well, everything I'm telling you is the cures that we developed with that company, Omnitura. Since 2005, when I started working with them. But they started in 2000. And those are all the cures for Ebola, the cures for cancer, the cures for, you name it, AIDS, by that 2004 law. And we're allowed to use them now. It's not me saying it. I never once gave my opinion. I made botanical drugs since June 10th, 1980. All our work cured AIDS. All our work cured turbo cancer. We know how to cure the dementia. We know how to cure the psychosis. And it starts with don't inject and don't ingest anything. If the FDA approves it, don't go near it. Do the opposite. This is what we have to. That is a criminal organization. And when the Congress this week, when or next week, when they talk and they go ahead, come on, Rand Paul, on February 27, 2019, when we're all at Atlanta, at one of their criminal advisory committee on immunization practices, those criminal meetings where they come around the world and they decide which poison. That year it was Japanese encephalitis virus. Oh, we're just going to inject one of the deadliest viruses in everybody and call it a vaccine. They always have injected the disease. It's you're not your infections. They injected the bioweapons, as David Martin clearly, and I've shown you he does it far better than I do. But at any rate, this is the point. And this is the FDA. Come on, Rand Paul. Tony Fauci lied. It says right in the material data safety sheet or the package insert of the MMR vaccine that it causes encephalitis. That's inflammation of the brain. Says it right there. He lied to Congress February 27, 2019. Why was he ever in COVID, Rand Paul? Or Senator Posey? Oh, Posey had hundreds of thousands of pages of documents from Florida. Oh, and he knew what William Thompson and the CDC did in 2014. You know what he did? Nothing. Oh, so Obama and Fauci kill 21,000 Liberians with Ebola straight from Fort Detrick. And now they're telling you, oh, they're going to release Marburg this year. No, we cured that. With hydroxychloroquine, prayer, and a saline infusion by a smart Christian doctor. Saved millions, and we know the book is called for Life by Kent and Amber Brantley. And they played this little game where they just happened to have a biosafety level plane in Sierra Leone. Yeah, going after the black people folk and their natural resources, which keep them the strongest in our planet. Yeah. Then they flew that plane over, and everyone who wanted to see if this Dr. Kent Brantley, oh, if he'd die. Remember the nurse when in Texas, you know, when they tried to quarantine her, and she said, not on my life, because you were there with Ebola. They started playing their game then, you know, and the God people, the people that would just stand on truth, just, you know, stood there. You mentioned Dr. Cunningham with the CDC. You didn't mention June, right? Father's Day, 2017, Jeff Bradstreet, right after Autism One, when Bobby Kennedy and we were all at Autism One in 2017, and we knew we could cure this. A 2015 double-blind placebo-controlled study, Bob Navio used serum incorrectly. Correctly. And got kids their voices back. And the government took serum away from everyone. Said, oh, the Africans need it. No, they can't have it. It's only for African sleeping sickness. You know, it's ivermectin is a horse paste. Well, if you don't know the base pairs that make up your DNA, Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, or any other person that stood up there and refused to give that 50-year-old, generally regarded as safe, 2004 FDA-approved drug to anyone on the planet could buy any of those. That's the problem. The criminality is the capture by the FDA and the federal government and everybody in Congress. We all sat there, the same people at your vaccine education summit, including Bobby Kennedy, including Del Bigtree. We showed them the cover of Time magazine in 1980 with interferon. We showed them the Paximmune with Dr. Aleem and the Nation of Islam. We sat in Jason Chaffetz's office in Congress in a conference room March 31st, 2017. Gave a press conference. Jack Lyons-Weiler, Tony Barr, the late Tony Barr, every one of these doctors that had been in these things sat there and showed them, Dr. Noenschneider, Jack Lyons-Weiler, showed every one of them how to cure this. And you know what Jason Chaffetz did? Well, we all know what he did. He quit. He promised to do his job, and he quit. Now he makes $1 zillion on Fox News. This is the problem in our country. Everybody taking pharma money. These PACs, they need to go away. That's what Harvey Whittemore was convicted of, doing a PAC before they were legal. Getting Harry Reid elected by giving money. And I got a check to prove it. That's why they wanted to silence me. This is all about Hillary Clinton. Hillary and her election fraud and Obama, and they just didn't get away with it. They just didn't count on we.
They're still going.
People.
Okay, I want to bring this up before we finish here.
Right.
Obama got some contract, him and his wife, husband, whatever, don't care. They have a contract Netflix. They do this walk away movie something. Somebody sent me a telegram, or you got to watch this. So I'm like, all right, it was interesting where it came from. It was someone I interviewed a long time ago, a homestead, building Mare Creek guy. And I go, okay, they never send me. I talk to him every now and then, or wants me to do it. I'll honor his request and watch whatever. It was a couple that now live, Americans that live in Central South America or something, and they got their own site. They go over a bunch of this kind of stuff and everything. The bottom line was, it kind of drug on for a little bit, and it kept getting more and more interesting, and then all of a sudden, bam. He edits a lot of video and so on. What he did is he took that movie that was on Netflix, and he downloaded it and put it in his software because he was going to take some clips and make something, say something about something. He found extra tracks in it. When you do on a video editing software, you'll get the video tracks, you'll get the left-right audio tracks, and then there was another track added he'd never seen on any of the gazillion movies that he's downloaded and stuff. There was another audio track in there, and it was an ultrasound of some whatever the heck that was going on, and he's like, what the crap is this? It's when people are talking about how a lot of this stuff that they put in, the graphene oxide, blah, 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 and the shot in us, and 5G is going to turn it on and do that. He was going, whoa, this is a trigger for something. It's an ultra, they call it hyper sound. Anyway, it's some sound thing. And he's going, this could be whatever it is, and I haven't finished it, but I go, oh, okay, here we go. Talk to Dr. Judy about it. Is that an audio track when inside that movie, I haven't watched it, don't care, but there is some sound, ultrasound, in the movie that they made it part of the movie, but it's a separate track that comes out your speakers that they're afraid is triggering something that's in our blood with all the vaccinated people, that Obama is part of this movie that has this extra track with a lot of the sides there thinking worried about 5G and sound and whatever waves is going to trigger something. So I'm going, now this is just yesterday. I've seen it. So I haven't done any, deep dive on this or anything other than the thousand movies he's downloaded. None of them have this extra track. It's an ultrasonic burst of whatever the heck that you can see on there, and the concerns that a lot of doctors and people have had about some kind of electromagnetic signal or wave or 5G, 6G, 47G, whatever, is that going to trigger something in our immune system? Well, when I got, this freaking apocalypse, whatever, racial overtone of Obama Netflix movie thing in it, I'm going, well, wouldn't surprise me there, So, before you go, I want to make sure we talk about, when you say bioweapon, the graphene oxide that's put into it, the self-assembling, circuit board of the blah, 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 blah. Is that something to worry about?
Nothing's anything to worry about. Remember, God says don't be anxious, don't worry, 365 times in the Bible. Nothing's anything to worry about. The simple fact of the matter is we must all stop ingesting or injecting ourselves with their poisons, because they can't You know, and that means whether it's on the screen, I'm pointing to a TV screen, or whether it's on this screen, you know, you have to watch these things with the knowledge and with a certainty and looking for the poison, looking for the lie, and then making sure you talk to your families. You know, we have to, silence equals death. That was the message to Mickey Willis in Plandemic, the original Plandemic. Because again, what I said to, you know, Frank Rossetti, right after that movie came out and I had to close the company, leave, and we were threatened again, leave my home in Carlsbad, had to, you know, go homeless another few years and get back here to Ventura. But when that movie came out, May 4th, 2020, and I talked to Frank Rossetti when I closed the company and I left Carlsbad, I was on the beach and I said to Frank, was there anything and I said in that movie that was wrong? And he shook his head pretty slowly, as he always does, and said, no, I just wish you wouldn't have said it, because he said, Luke and I have a little problem, and we explained that in Ending Plague, and you'll want to see that, because the little problem is it wasn't the paper they wanted. It wasn't the scientific paper of how to isolate the viruses, which is what, Judy Mikovits remembered of her 25-year-old phone conversation with Fauci, Gallo, and Chabner, where they were trying to bully a 25-year-old woman into doing something illegal, unethical, or immoral just because they said it. And, of course, we all know the outcome of that. So, at any rate, what they wanted was the isolate. What they wanted was the natural virus. What they wanted so they could do gain of function studies, so that they could change a few base pairs, make it more infectious, inject it in every hepatitis B vaccine, tell somebody you tested positive, and poison them to death with AZT. Well, that's exactly what happened in COVID. Again, SARS-CoV-2 was injected in every polio vaccine since 2004. It's an XMRV. It's xeno, it's foreign, it's murine mouse leukemia virus. It's got that snake venom peptide syncytin right in the middle of the spike protein. It's got HIV GP120, so we could give everybody AIDS. Again, why AIDS? Why now? This is what they don't want you to know. Why were black athletes? Why Magic Johnson? Why were black athletes and newborn babies and all athletes forced to get hepatitis B at birth?
Propaganda, propaganda.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he does not believe his former boss, President Donald Trump, is an insurrectionist, despite what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
This was a riot that should never have happened. The former president's words that day were reckless.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, Pence added he does not believe Trump violated the 14th Amendment and that he should remain on primary ballots. Some Americans in a recent poll indicated they believe the FBI might have been behind the events of January 6th, but Pence quickly refuted that when asked. Investigators of last Friday's Alaska Airlines mishap out west say the cockpit voice recorder from the Portland to California flight will be useless to them. NTSB officials say that is because those recorders often overwrite all saved data every 2 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's xeno. It's foreign. It's murine mouse leukemia virus. It's got that snake venom peptide, syncytin, right in the middle of the spike protein. It's got HIV, GP120, so we could give everybody AIDS. Again, why AIDS? Why now? This is what they don't want you to know. Why were black athletes? Why Magic Johnson? Why were black athletes and newborn babies and all athletes forced to get hepatitis B at birth? Why were people, are they forced to get these shots over and over and over again to play their sports? They're not. This is enslavement, and we need to stop it. No more shots, not ever. We're going to oral immunization strategies. That's the good news. So what's the good news? Here in Ventura County, public health director admitted he made a mistake and that nobody who was taking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and having nutritious and not injected would ever die of COVID. So they killed them in the hospitals on protocols as they kidnapped them for obeying a god other than Tony Fauci, other than a cult called scientism. And so that proof with autopsy, they made a mistake. And these good men, head of a hospital and head of Ventura County Health, admitted they made a mistake. And now we're going to do, through Light Dove Ministries medical groups at churches throughout our country, anybody who wants to be part of our 508, off the grid, no taxes, no nothing. It's a donation to a church. And we will immunize you orally, nasally, according to God. We will make certain to do the best is in our God-given ability with natural products, with God-given. Yeah, that was fun. Head down in Hawaii. We'll make certain that you enjoy, according to your God-given belief system, how to stop the disease engine, how we can turn around today, block those pathways on that last figurehead, and never again will we ever have to be concerned or worry about how they detonate their graphene. It doesn't matter. We can restore our soil. We can restore our water. We can restore our air. We already have. We have the technologies. We mentioned Archaea and other things. We can do this. All we need to do is realize the FDA does not make the law. They are a criminal organization. The CDC does not make the law. Congress shall make no law. And Congress never made a law. And so all of this goes back to 1871. And thanks to Michael R. Hugo, who did my my whistleblower case, my QI-TAM, my RICO in 2014. You see, while we were held silent, we wrote all of those books. All of those books, the data was collected. Kent interviewed absolutely everyone except Frank Rossetti.
Now, this is what I was waiting for to come up. I wanted to talk about. Right. Light Dove Ministry, isn't this your nephew or something?
It's my godson.
Your godson. I've interviewed him before. This is where I could see the future was kind of going. It's, you know, well, I'll lose my health coverage. You know, I paid $2,000 a month for or whatever to make me sick. You know, screw that crap. So correct. You have these different health ministries, a ministry, some ministry, 508 ministries, because it's a God thing. You know, it's just
right.
We are of the mind that we can take care of ourselves and we will pool resources. They have different ministries that you can have, you pay into much, much less, and you have access to medical care that is like wellness care. I mean, you know, this is, so I want people to, Light Dove Ministries, go take a look at that, because you can be anywhere in the country and join this, can't
you? Right.
You know, so this
correct.
Is...
And you will be the Light Dove Ministries medical group. Will be at Godspeak Church at Thousand Oaks. When you, it will be, it is currently, it this was where Andrew is at Glad Tidings Church with Pastor Dave Bryan. We've got Pastor Rob McCoy, Light Dove Ministries Medical Group. Yes, you can franchise this.
Okay, now this is what and I want Donna to do. Light Dove Ministries, we did the show for that. You remember that? Take and put that link to that show and the information that they have into today's archive. I want people to be able to go and access that,
and,
okay?
And when you sign up, you know what you get? Me. You get me. You get Andrew. You get people like Dr. Mark Sherwood. You get doctors around the country who did the right thing. And now they're protected under this 508. Nobody knows who they are. And you will. You know, we will give you entry-level consultations. I mean, you can talk to us every month. We'll find the poison in your environment. We'll teach you. Doctors are teachers. We will teach you how to heal your families, your minds, yourself, you know, all with a focus on the Word, on the Word of God that is truth in our world. That's where we need to go as a country.
Okay, now this, I want to show so people see this. 508 are a special kind of 501 nonprofit that enjoy tax-exempt status without obtaining official recognition from the IRS. I like that, you know. I vote that, okay? So we've been looking at this. I got a full dose of it here a week or two ago, so we're looking into that. Now, this is the one thing that I wanted to show. Freedom's Phoenix is set up, and we put the stories and headlines that we have into categories. Vaccines and vaccinations, 8,677 headlines. I mean, we'd be doing it. So when you go into that category, you'll find that, you know, it starts with, you know, like Bill Maher and Seth MacFarlane went at it here recently, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on, and it has page after page after page. Now, here, I got to do this to get to the first one. I go first. So the very first article, what was the dates on this? 10-11-09. So this is back in 09 we were doing this. Now, there was we started this with a television interview that we did after we did a, you know, an activist thing, and that's me, younger, you know, support first responders, that say no to mandatory shots. And then I get a grammar lesson later. It's who say no. You're doing it wrong, Ernie. But anyway, so whatever. But the point is, we put these signs in front of all of the firemen, fire stations, police stations, all that, because we knew they were first responding to hospitals. They were forcing them to do this. This is 09. Well, then we took this campaign, you know, drugs are bad, vaccines are worse. Say no to mandatory shots. You know, this whole campaign. Now, what this was a television interview that I was doing that somebody took a picture while we were at our headquarters, and, you know, we put this up there. But this, it was the beginning of us knowing what was up. You know, and then there's the video, whatever I was saying. This was the first one that I put up, okay? And then we started following this, and it went downhill from there. I mean, it was, oh, my God, how bad. I could see what was going to happen. This is 09. It wasn't until 16, which is what? You know, 6-7 years later, that I come across Dr. I'm like, finally, I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew what they were doing, but what can you do? So we did it. We, you know, did exposés on all kinds of, you know, crap. We were doing videos of them doing in our Freedom of Information request and all the different things that were going on. What's in a flu shot? You know, it's always BS. World Health Organization, you know, mutation H1N1, the swine flu was crap. Blah, 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 blah. Got all kinds of videos, all kinds of coverage, all kinds. So this is the things that we were doing for years before I come across someone from the inside that was willing, had the faith, had the character to challenge him. That is why I was so adamant about making sure that Dr. Judy stayed alive, that we kept on with her, that we followed her path, and we stay in touch with her of where this is going. For the 2024 election cycle, when RFK Jr. came out, I'm going to run, you don't get Secret Service protection, you sure as hell don't get to go on the ballot as a Democrat, you're going to have to do it as an independent, which I know is like an impossible thing, whatever. You know, that is, they had no idea what they were getting into on that one. I could have told them that. But the then you have Mr. Warp Speed Trump. I don't know what his opinion is now, but I'm not seeing a political solution. I never have. Now, you may use politics as a mechanism for, you know, getting the word out, explaining to people, and try to unravel the whole story. That's why there needs to be a scriptwriter in the movie of Dr. Judy, because, damn, it's like, you know, I get freaking Memorex every time I talk to her with all these net. I still, you know, don't have a clear understanding of who, what, and the timeline of. I can kind of piece it together from all the hundreds of conversations we've had, but we need a Ken Heckenlively to do the screenplay, you know what I mean? But we had Mickey Willis did Plandemic, the movie they are working on. The segment started with Dr. Judy, then Indoctrination, next one with Dr. Martin. And this information is there, and it gets out to who the bad guys are, and it's freaking Anthony Fauci and friends, which is what Judy kept saying. Is there's Frank Rossetti, you know, Anthony Fauci. Frank Rossetti, good guy, that she's the mentor of Dr. Judy, Fauci, and you go back and forth and back and forth, and you can experience from the way she talks, I can't really make out who's who. It takes time to digest this freaking Memorex commercial, blow my hair back, you know, from Dr. Judy. Somebody's going to do it. And Mickey Willis did. He took the time to kind of go through and, you know, edit down what was important at the time, and that exploded. Del Bigtree, that we've had on the show quite a bit, he spoke at our summits. He and I have, you know, co-judge different things, different festivals, and so Del Bigtree, we have a lot of common friends, and so on, we're fine. But the High Wire that he does, because he was a television producer, Emmy-winning show called The Doctors or something on network television, the reason he went down this and, what was it, Unvaxxed, I think it was the movie. Or Vaxxed. When he did that, and he had his motorhome and came to Phoenix, You know, we got to meet him then, and we, you know, got the hookup. What happened was, whenever he would do any kind of a vaccine or questioning or anything on the doctors, which is kind of a prime time, daytime, news doctor thing, they didn't want him to talk about it. And whenever he'd look at different things, he's like, what the crap? Then there was the movie, I think it was Vaxxed, that Robert De Niro had a Tribeca Film Festival they were going to show, and then you started finding, the non-governmental organization of the foundation of the funding of the blah, 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 and thou shalt not show this, okay? When that stuff starts to happen, you can see the crack in the dam. You can see what makes them afraid, and Dr. Judy is one of the big things. So as we unwind all this, what do we find out? What we anarchists, voluntarists, activists, leave me alone as you're still voting people, look at, and you go, look, you can see it's cracking. What is cracking? The awareness of the people, general public opinion. And you can solidify and take advantage of that when people get educated, when they do the draconian things that they did. We could see it coming with this, a sobriety checkpoint and, health and safety, and we're going to stop you on the freaking road. Did you get your vaccine? We could see it. That's where they were going. And I'm going, whoa, this is bad. Well, what did they do? Then they had their, little trial they did with their conference at section, where the heck it was, I can't remember, at the end of 19 in prep for what they're going to unleash on us. They're not done. This isn't over. 24, I think, man, they're definitely wanting to get theirs now. They're just going to have to go to a police state. They're going to have to go to you have to. They're going to go to mandates. They're going to go the Great Reset. They're going to go, it's kind of your money, you can't have it now. They're doing the Great Taking. The book that we did, interview with David Webb, our revelations back in July of 08, where I'm like, look, everything that you have, all debt instruments, all investments, it's already in the fine print. It doesn't belong to you. It's them. You got to get out of every system. Get your pension, your 401ks, your IRAs. Put it into real, I got it, McDuck roll around, gold, silver, copper, I got, land, chickens, whatever the hell. If you don't have it and it's not making you food, it's not heating your home, it's not cooling out in the desert, it's not supporting life and the faith that God wanted to make sure that you could procreate, go forth and multiply and live, if it's not supporting that, you're doing it wrong, in my opinion. And then what do we find out? Your fertility has gone to crap. You think that was an accident? Comment on that real quick before you go.
Of course. Incitin is the snake venom peptide that holds the fertilized embryo into the uterine cell wall. Humans have a gene called HERV-W, which is present on every chromosome, some of them 12 and 15 times, to protect us so that we can produce incitin, so we can hold our young in our uterus. It's all mammals, folks, and all mammals have a incitin gene. So when you inject another incitin gene from a monkey, from a mouse, in every single shot, synthetic one, in every single spike protein, then you cause abortions. You cause the failure to conceive. The if you are a God-fearing person, in the sound of my voice, and you ever take another shot, in vitro fertilization is against God, and they knew this all along. This always was about sterilization and in vitro fertilization, implantation of the fertilized embryo into the uterine cell wall is not conception, but that is what your syncytin gene does. And never in vitro fertilization have they gotten an identical twin. I am an identical twin. An identical twin is 64 cells. What's in that test tube in fertilization, the fertilized embryo, and it sits there and waits while the food supply, the traffic, the highways, everything is built in the placenta to feed and develop that baby and turn on and off the genes that turn off the expression and develop every organ system according to the orchestration of God. Syncytin, that snake venom protein, that peptide in the heart of every spike protein in every one of these, I don't care whether it's a plant virus, a tobacco virus, a baculovirus, all of these poisons, they must be injected. And if we just simply stop, don't say you're pro-life if you ever get another injection, because that's the point. Pro-choice is the new pro-life, because every single person is being that has been mandated. What's going to happen when these parents or these doctors realize they killed their children in utero because they were forced to take a shot to keep a job? They didn't kill them. Their employer killed them. You know, and these stillbirths, these deaths, Dr. Jim Thorpe, the nurses, you know, the Dr. Kim Best, you know, the doctors are stepping up. What we have to do is stop everything. They are destroying humanity. It was always syncytin. It was always the heart of the spike protein of any XMRV. SARS-CoV-2 is an XMRV. We are all xenophobic. That's the Bible. You don't ingest or inject genetically modified anything. It's not of God. God made us in his image perfect. We don't need to genetically modify God. I said it at the beginning of the show. There's no such thing as an oncogene. God didn't make genes that cause cancer. You poisoned certain genes.
There's no such thing as a what?
Oncogene. Cancer-causing gene. BRCA1. Look at those TV commercials with 23andMe. I gave my mom a test for Christmas, and she's laying in a hospital bed where she cut off both her boobs so she wouldn't get cancer. My daughter saved my life. That's criminal fraud.
Oh, things are getting interesting. So my original question was, is 24 the year?
No, we've already won, and the fun that we have right now is we're teaching what you just said. People see now, and they're getting smarter about it. They know, and they're winking. We're going to plant Light Dove Ministry medical groups that can't be touched or knowledge to anyone. In churches throughout the U.S., we traveled them all of the last 2 years. And we have a stamp called Light Dove Ministries Medical Group. We will write, build state approved, California approved immunization records. Vaccination is not immunization, it's sterilization and extermination. Never with a needle have we ever gotten an immune response, according to God, lifelong, and none of the cancers will develop if you had your natural measles infection, if you had your natural childhood diseases, according to God, according to your environment, according to the expression of your genes. That's the epigenetics. These are not genetic diseases. They're on top of epi. They're environmental poisons. Your genes will respond. Your God will respond. They can't get to our chromosome. They can't integrate their bioweapons. So all we have to do is stop. And as you just said, everybody around the world, so, okay, fine, they mandate you get an immunization record. You'll have one. You'll have one from me. You'll have one from Light Dove Ministries. You'll have one from medical groups, from doctors who are not named and cannot be killed. I don't care if you kill me. God's got a sense of humor.
You know, this has been so, and, you know, kind of high, whoa. It's a lot to digest for the audience. I'm glad that you came and spent time with me. I went over time. But, you know, I'm wanting to make sure that we had the right amount of time here so I could put it on, you know, our show on the Genesis Network, and I have a limited time. I don't want to have to edit it.
Okay.
Because it was, it's hard for me to decide what to cut, you know what I mean? I can't.
You can cut some of the rants. It's okay.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's the passion that you have and the information. A lot of people that are in the industry, they can dissect a lot of these names and times and dates that you did and kind of piece it together with their own experiences. I've seen it happen. When we do the Vaccine Education Summit and it's the parties and the scientists are all talking and I'm sitting there and they're doing this kind of conversation back and forth. They're talking about, I have no idea what they're talking about other than they both know, and they're both learning from what the other person said. So there'll be doctors, there'll be researchers, there's scientists, there's even politicians that know the names, the times, the dates, and they put together their own narrative that they themselves have experienced from our conversations. I've seen it happen before. So I don't have to know everything, but I tell you what I do know. From my perspective and my experiences, they, them, those that won't leave us alone are going to do whatever they can, if they are physically able to do it, to benefit them and not you, okay? I'm just saying. So they get away with it, they keep doing it. Dr. Judy and a lot of people now, they're not getting away with it without us knowing what they're doing, and it's people. The revolution between the ears. The love-olution. You want one world government? I give you one world love-olution. Here we come. And we're here. We've been doing it. Dr. Judy, thanks for coming on and spending this time with me. This has been awesome, and I'm really looking forward to making sure that we have a continuation of the success that you've been doing. Thank you very much. I love you, Dr. Judy. Thanks for sharing with us. And have a great 24. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the
airlines have just reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.